how many black people got Bowflexes in their house and they never strangled their kids.
On today's episode of 60 Minutes, we interviewed the black juror from the Lindsey Clancy case.
My name is Lock That Bitch Up Jackson, all one word, no hyphens, and I ain't going for the bullshit.
For 6 weeks, Lock That Bitch Up Jackson listened to every detail in the Lindsey Clancy case while biting his tongue.
Man, you should have seen that white lady sitting in that courtroom trying to look crazy. I wanted to stand up and say, hey, go suck a dick. But we can't even trust her to do that because there's kids in there.
But during the deliberation process, Mr. Jackson was surprised to find out that he was the only juror who believed Clancy to be guilty.
Listen, bro, I'm from the pan, River Street. You can miss me with all that she crazy shit. You want to see crazy, go outside and visit that crackhead that live at the bus stop barefoot in the middle of Boston winter. That's crazy. This bitch probably got a fireplace in the house.
Well, mental illness can present itself in multiple ways.
Real quick, we interviewing you or we interviewing me? That's what I thought.
For 7 days, Lock That Bitch Up's fellow jurors attempted to convince him that Clancy's actions were the result of a severe mental illness.
Listen, I never said she wasn't insane. All white people are crazy. You just gotta do a little better than that. What's next? Jeffrey Dahmer was just a little hungry? Get the fuck out of my face.
Mr. Jackson, she was taking multiple psychiatric medications.
And my mama took medicine every day for hypertension. She ain't never choked me out.
Despite the mounting pressure against him to change his mind, Lock That Bitch Up didn't budge.
They kept asking, what would it take to change your mind?
And what did you say?
I said, take George Washington off that horse in Boston and put Malcolm X on that motherfucker. Then we can talk.
And how'd they respond to that?
Well, juror number 3 stood up and said this nigga's lost it, then he went and got the judge.
We wondered if Jackson's unwavering position on criminal accountability would apply the same level of scrutiny to every defendant.
How would you feel if the defendant in this case was somebody else? Let's say O.J. Simpson.
Now, why would you bring up an innocent man at a time like this? Let him rest in peace.
You got me bent.